this morning is a special morning because it's Father's Day. And, of course, the best father is our Abba Father. Let's read. I'm going to read today from Psalm 72, verse 18. Blessed be the God of the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. You know, on Father's Day, it's wonderful to take time and to think about some special memories you've had with your father. The country station that we were listening to this morning on part of our drive had all these stories of fathers. And when I was looking for a Father's Day card for my dad, I got one with a picture of, you see, from the waist down of a little girl standing on her dad's feet dancing with her dad. And I remember doing that. And I don't even know if my dad will remember doing that. And when we were in Pullman, I asked my dad if he would take my girls to Ferdinand's, the ice cream place at WSU that he took us to when we were really little. And he had forgotten he even had done that. But he took my girls, and I said, I'd really love if you'd do that and make a memory with them. And it's special to have those kind of memories. But it's really important for us to do that with our Abba Father, too, and just take a time to look back and think of the special things he's done for you. Not everyone's fortunate to have had a good dad, to have had a dad that was there for them. And in that way, sometimes it's hard to relate to a Father God that wants the best for us and cares for us. But I encourage you to, if you didn't have a dad that was a good daddy to you, ask your friends, listen to some stories, and realize that our Abba Father has good for us, just like some of us were fortunate to have good daddies to us as well. So as we worship this morning, I just want to encourage you to think about the wonderful things that God's done, our Abba God has done for us, and how he is always out for our best and sets us free to do anything and everything he has called and planned for us.